Welcome back to Shift with CJ. Today, I'm excited to share another chapter from my new book, Why Your Diet Fails, The Ultimate Cheat Code to Eating Out and Staying Fit. If you've ever struggled with balancing eating out and staying healthy, this book is for you. I've put together years of insights into simple, actionable strategies that will help you eat out, stay fit, and enjoy the process. Before we dive in, I want to ask a small favor. If you find this chapter helpful, please share what you loved about it on your social media and tag me. It doesn't cost you anything, and it doesn't help me earn anything. But once in a while, it's great to share something valuable and leave the door open for others to benefit too. Many people could really use this content, but I can only reach so many on my own. So think of it like sending the elevator down after reaching the top. I appreciate your support. Now, let's get into today's chapter. Handling social pressure and enjoying your meal, guilt-free. You ever notice how food brings people together? And yet somehow, it can tear your discipline apart? You walk into a dinner with the best intentions, and 5 minutes in, it's all sideways. People pushing drinks, waving dessert menus, telling you to live a little, and suddenly, your goals feel like a buzzkill. But let me ask you something. Since when did being intentional with your health become weird? Since when did saying no turn into a crime? This chapter is about taking back your power in those exact moments, not by being antisocial, not by hiding in the corner eating celery sticks, but by leading the moment, by walking into any social setting, restaurant, party, or dinner with friends and owning your choices with calm confidence. This isn't about being perfect, it's about being free. Free from guilt, free from people-pleasing, free from letting one meal spiral into 3 days of regret. If you've ever felt that awkward pressure to explain why you're skipping dessert or been the only one at the table trying to eat clean, this chapter is for you. Because the truth is, the people who succeed long-term don't avoid these moments, they master them. And after this chapter, so will you. Dining out should be simple, fun, relaxing. But for anyone trying to stick to a health routine, it can start to feel like a battlefield. You walk in with a game plan, and boom. Come on, just one drink won't kill you. You have to try the dessert here, or the classic, don't be that person. And in that moment, you're not just battling the menu, you're battling expectations, emotions, and your own self-talk. But here's the good news. You can actually enjoy the experience and still stay aligned with your goals. It's not about being a buzzkill or that one health nut who judges everyone else at the table. It's about learning how to navigate social pressure like a pro, with confidence, presence, and strategy. Because the people who succeed long-term, they don't hide from restaurants. They master them. Let's start with one of the biggest landmines, social pressure. It's real. It's awkward, and it can catch you off guard if you're not prepared. The first thing you need to do is own your choices with confidence. Sounds simple, but here's the psychology behind it. People don't actually care what you eat. They care how they feel about what you eat. So when you say no with hesitation or try to justify it with guilt, you trigger something in them called reactance. They feel like their own freedom to indulge is being judged. That's when they push back harder. But when you calmly own your decision with a smile, you deactivate that tension. Say something like, I'm really focused on my health goals right now, but that looks amazing. Boom. No defensiveness, no judgment, just a boundary. And if you want to make it even smoother, frame it around personal preference. Try, I'm just in the mood for something light tonight, so I'll stick with this salad. See how different that feels? You're not rejecting them, you're just choosing you. And let's be honest, sometimes people will still push. Just one drink won't hurt, they'll say. That's where you lean into preparation. Have a one-liner ready like, I've got an early workout tomorrow, so I'm skipping drinks tonight. No drama, just clarity. People respect that energy. Now, let's talk about one of the sneakiest challenges, shared meals. Whether it's a table full of appetizers, tapas, or a giant family-style spread, these situations can wreck your plan real quick if you're not proactive. So, what do? You lead. You be the person who suggests healthier shared dishes, If you're at a tapas spot, you say, let's get some grilled veggies, maybe some lean meat options, or roasted nuts too. Most people will go with the flow if someone speaks up early. That's called persuasion, influencing the choice before it even happens. And if it's a pizza and pasta kind of night, fine. Take a smaller portion and fill the rest of your plate with salad or veggies. That way, you're still part of the experience without going overboard. But if the table's ordering stuff you don't want to touch, loaded nachos, deep-fried madness, don't be afraid to order your own separate dish. You might say, you guys go ahead, I'm feeling something lighter, so I'm going to get a grilled chicken salad. That way you stay true to your plan while still enjoying the vibe and connection. Because this is key, the meal is shared, but your body, that's all yours. Now let's get into the real deal about indulgence. Because here's what I believe, you can indulge, you should indulge, but only when it's worth it and when you're in control. There's a huge difference between choosing indulgence and slipping into it. So the strategy here is simple. Be mindful and plan ahead. If you know you're going to want dessert, make your main course lighter. Maybe grilled fish and steamed veggies. That gives you the room to say yes to that slice of cake without spiraling into guilt. And it's not just about saving calories, it's about keeping your integrity intact. Here's a tactical tip. Set boundaries with yourself before the meal starts. Literally decide, I'm going to have a small serving of dessert, but I'll skip the bread basket and heavy appetizers. That one decision sets a mental anchor. You don't negotiate later because you've already made the call. And when you do indulge, make it count. Don't rush. Don't scroll your phone and shove bites in. Savor every single one. Take your time. Focus on the flavors. Enjoy the richness. It's not just more satisfying, it actually reduces your chances of overeating. That's backed by science, by the way. Studies on mindful eating show that slowing down increases satiety and decreases caloric intake. So, yes, you can have your cake. Just make sure it's not on autopilot. Let's talk about something that trips a lot of people up. Saying no without guilt. We've all been there. Someone offers a second helping of something you'd rather not touch and you start to feel that tension. Like turning it down is somehow rude. But let me be clear, it's not rude to protect your health. It's not rude to say no to what doesn't serve you. And you don't need to justify or apologize for that. So when someone offers you something you don't want, the best phrase is also the simplest, I'm good, thanks. That's it. You don't need to defend it. If the person keeps pressing, change the subject. Ask about their week, bring up something fun, shift the energy. And here's a smart move for gatherings like potlucks or parties where you don't know what's going to be served. Bring your own healthy option. Show up with a veggie platter and homemade dip or a salad with avocado and nuts. That way, you know there's at least one thing on the table you'll feel great about eating. It's not about being extra, it's about being prepared and empowered. And finally, let's talk about what most people forget when dining out. It's not just about the food, it's about the experience, the energy, the people, the stories shared over the table. When you shift your focus from what's on your plate to what's in the moment, something changes. Instead of obsessing over food choices, engage in deeper conversations. Ask better questions, laugh, connect, and when you do eat, take your time. Put your fork down between bites, sip water, breathe, pay attention to your hunger cues. Studies show it takes about 20 minutes for your brain to register fullness. So if you're eating fast, you're always eating past that point. Slowing down helps you stay connected to your body and to the people around you. Also, don't forget to take in the atmosphere, the ambiance, the music, the little details, compliment the decor, notice the playlist, appreciate how the food is plated. It makes the experience richer, more memorable, and way more satisfying. Because ultimately, this isn't about deprivation, it's about elevation. You're elevating your standards, your mindset, your health, and every time you make a choice that honors your goals, you're casting a vote for the person you're becoming. You're not missing out, you're showing up, and the more you do that, the easier it gets. Let others indulge mindlessly. You're creating momentum, and it starts with moments like this. Thank you for listening to this chapter of Why Your Diet Fails, the ultimate cheat code to eating out and staying fit. I hope you found it valuable. Remember, if you enjoyed it, I'd be grateful if you could share what you loved on social media and tag me. It really helps others find this content and benefit from it. I'll see you in the next episode.